Across the country next week, schools, families, and advocacy groups will host events to celebrate National School Choice Week. Most southern states allow for some form of choice. Magnet schools, vouchers for private schools, charter schools, and more. How do these options affect learning, school demographics, and student success? This Southern Education Desk series explores matters of choice, beginning with this report from WWNO's Mallory Falk in New Orleans, the choice epicenter.
Great, our value of the week is curiosity.
It's a Wednesday morning at Renew Cultural Arts Academy, a pre-K through 8 charter school in New Orleans. Students gather for the school's weekly Value Summit. There's a pump-up speech from the principal, shout-outs from students and teachers.
Shout-out for who?
Lots of snapping and reciting school values.
What's the value?
Teamwork.
Great, thank you.
Jewel Hicks sends her 5 children here. She loves the school, but she had to shop around. Her 2 oldest kids started out at a different charter school, with strong academics but strict rules. Students had to walk the halls in silence and straight lines.
You know, they weren't allowed to talk during lunchtime, and I know that there's a need for, like, structure for your kids, but they are children, and they need to have a little bit of freedom.
She homeschooled for a while, then heard about Renew Cultural Arts Academy.
It aligns with my values.
This trial-and-error search for the right fit isn't uncommon in New Orleans, because here, families actively choose schools. There are no more neighborhood schools. Students apply all over the city through a central application, and a computer algorithm makes matches. Jeffrey Hennig is a professor of political science and education at Columbia University's Teachers College. He says there are 2 main arguments for school choice. The first
is simply to give families options, having more variety and more options so parents can find a placement that's right for their child's particular interests and learning styles.
And so their child isn't stuck at a low-performing, under-resourced school. It's that phrase you hear a lot from school choice advocates: your zip code shouldn't determine your destiny. Hennig says there's another, more ideological argument.
Introducing choice will make schools compete to attract students, and that by making schools compete to attract students, schools will improve their level of performance.
But critics say choice can have the opposite effect. Hennig calls it the spiral of decline. Charter and private schools attract high-performing students with active, engaged parents and absorb public funds. That leaves traditional schools worse off, with the most vulnerable students and even fewer resources.
The argument against school choice is really about the power of the school as the nexus of community, and that schools are really anchors to community, and we should invest in quality schools in every neighborhood.
Deirdre Johnson-Burrell is executive director of the Orleans Public Education Network, a local education nonprofit. She says more choice doesn't necessarily mean more good options. In New Orleans, there are some high-performing, high-demand schools, but
we have a lot of schools that are in the middle. And so ultimately, choice is optimally about having choice around high quality. And when there is a pool of mediocrity, what does that really mean?
As for the research on school choice, the results are mixed, says Jeffrey Hennig. Some charter and private voucher schools are doing a great job. Some aren't. But there isn't much evidence that school choice has boosted the traditional public school system.
It's more complicated than either proponents or opponents say. It's not that choice is consistently and uniformly and universally better or worse.
Deirdre Johnson-Burrell would like to see a shift away from pro-choice, anti-choice debates.
How do we lift the floor on what excellence looks like in schools? What's the capacity that's missing on why schools aren't able to deliver at a higher level? I think that's a more complex conversation. It's not a sexy soundbite, but it's the meat of the issue.
An issue more states and districts will have to engage with as the school choice movement expands. For the Southern Education Desk, I'm Mallory Falk.